To make your morning even better, we're going to have live performance from our KPBX performance studio. Two musicians who are familiar to KPBX listeners, the flutist Jennifer Slaughter and the pianist Melody Poehler. They're preparing for a recital coming up this weekend in Spokane Valley at the Steinway Piano Gallery, and they are here right now, giving a sample of the repertory, and we'll also be in conversation with them. So without further ado, let's go to the performance studio, and Melody and Jennifer, music of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach.
Thank you.
tune, music of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, played by our guests in the studio this morning, flutist Jennifer Slaughter and pianist Melody Puller. Music that will be part of a recital that they'll be doing out in Spokane Valley next Saturday afternoon. Whew, that piece is a workout for the flute. When you get to that last movement, it really takes off.
Yes, it does.
Let me make the introductions. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
And welcome back to Spokane Public Radio. And
exactly.
Melody, yes, getting to be a regular feature around here. Your appearance is with us, and very nice to have you with us as well.
Thank you.
And just to kind of locate it, in case folks are unfamiliar with you, Jennifer, you came to us fresh with a degree from Boise State University a few years ago and actually served as our front desk person for a while here. And we still look back fondly at that
so
time. It was a great time. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you saw the website. I put up a picture last night promoting this hour.
I did not. I need to go look.
It's an old picture.
Is it?
It's Jennifer with flute in the old KPBX control room with the whiteboard over your shoulder.
That's
and everything.
Right.
It was great. very nostalgic kind of thing. And so Melody, who is from the region, went away for a time to Vermont and now is back performing and teaching. So it's and it's always good to have you with us here. And let's see. First of all, let's define what's on the program besides the Bach. Then we'll work our way back to the Bach. Maybe think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of variety on the program, which is what I try to program. I do have a couple of contemporary things on the program, which is going to be fun. I'm going to bring in my friend Rabia Ahmed from Seattle, who I went to grad school with also at Boise State. And she plays horn, and we're going to do a piece for flute and horn alone called Two-Bit Contraptions, which is this really fun modern thing for character pieces. It's without piano, so you can really hear the colors of horn and flute together and our different ranges as we crisscross each other throughout. That will be fun. Also going to do a little unaccompanied piccolo piece that's Irish to honor St. Patrick's
Day. It is St. Patrick's Day, after all, yes.
On St. Patrick's Day. So I'll do a little Irish piccolo to emulate the tin whistle, since I can't actually play the tin whistle.
Well, I think you need to put that on your list, because it might come in handy this
right?
time of year.
Right, I know. And then we will be doing the Lucas Foss Three American Pieces for Flute and Piano, which was written in 1945, I believe, originally for a violin, but then the composer himself redid it for flute and piano in the 90s. And I think there's also a version out there for clarinet and piano, too. But that's a really fun piece. It's kind of have, like, some folk music derivations in there, and the last of the three movements is based on a fiddle tune. So that's a really fun piece, and we're going to open the program with that one. And then we're going to be playing, I think, you'll hear later, we're going to do the Morceau de Concours, which is by Fauré, Gabriel Fauré. So some romantic, just really
now,
pretty music.
is that one of those pieces written specifically for competition?
Yes, it was a study exam piece, exactly. And when I was researching the history of it, it seems like it was one of those things. It was written on Bastille Day in 1898, I think. And it was saying that, like, the faculty had the day off that day, so he just, like, whipped off this little thing. And now it's one
doesn't
of...
Doesn't everybody.
Right. So it's now one of flutist's favorite Fauré pieces, you know, minus the fantasy that we all know. So that's just really pretty short piece. And then we're going to end the program with this fantasy on themes from the opera Oberon by Weber, but the piece is written by Jules de Mersemann, who's only really known in the flute world. But it has the theme and variations, and it's just, one of those flashy flute pieces to end the program.
Mm-hmm. Is that the familiar theme from the overture to Oberon, or is there other themes?
Different themes, because I listened to the overture and none of them matched up with that. So they're slightly different themes.
Okay, so a brand new experience even for those familiar with the overture to the opera, which is, I don't know that it gets played, the entire piece gets performed anywhere anymore. Yeah. It's just one of those things that... but I'm glad that the tunes were rescued.
Yeah,
were,
exactly.
Given a new life. Okay, you played for us first the music of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, of course, one of the sons of Sebastian. And this is affectionately known, or probably even formally known, as the Hamburger Sonata.
Yes, exactly.
And you can hold the pickles if you wish on this one, but it refers to the position that he had, because he wrote this when he was
Hamburg. While he was in Hamburg, yeah, in Germany. Yeah, of course, everyone goes around saying, well, I'm going to play the Hamburger Sonata.
Of course, yeah.
You know, with our American English horrible accents. But yeah, he wrote it while he was in Hamburg, had the position there. And really, this is when he had the freedom to write whatever he wanted, because he left his former position with the king. So he could write whatever he wanted. He didn't have to adhere to those standards anymore. So this is kind of breaking into that more gallant style.
Mm-hmm.
So it's light accompaniment, very flowing melodies, very pleasing to the ears, which was kind of in contrast to Baroque music at that time, which was very busy and intense.
Mm-hmm.
So he was kind of balking against that and doing his own thing.
And it's an intriguing piece. Melody, what are the challenges for you in the Hamburger Sonata?
One of the challenges is that I don't have very much to do. And so that being said, sometimes I can let my mind wander a little bit and not stay right on task. And there are a couple of places where I'll have a little flourish of notes, but after playing all of these chords, it's tricky to put my mind in that position to do something fancy.
Now, I don't know the piece that well, and I've never played it. So, was this originally written in the Baroque style, in terms of you get your melody line, you get your bass line, and you get your numbers that tell you what chords to play, or did he actually write out his accompaniments?
The accompaniment is written out, and it doesn't have any little numbers or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that I'm
CPE
supposed to play
actually
what's...
wrote those notes there. And yes, when your mind wanders, make sure to get back to those notes that are
right.
There.
It has its moments of conversation, though, mm-hmm. where I'll pick up a line that she's playing and answer back or...
Or
you know,
interrupt a cadence to move on to the next section.
Yes, yeah. I do that too.
The dynamic between you've done a few concerts together now.
Yeah, we did a few performances, yeah. The first recital I did when I moved to Spokane was with Melody back in November of 2016.
Was this a relationship that kind of clicked the first time you played together? I mean, you know, there are... If you work as a musician and you are going into new situations and working with new people, sometimes there it is. You play with somebody and just a few measures in, you realize, okay, this is going to go well. And in others, you say, well, this is going to go well, but it's really going to need some work. And in other cases, you go, oh, my, what time does the next bus leave? I mean, was this a... Just a click that you were in the same groove from
the get-go? I feel like
it
was, yeah. I mean, the first time I went to her house out in Spirit Lake to rehearse, it was one of the things where I was like, oh, okay, you know, we can do this. This is going to be fine. I mean, it's not the pieces that I had chosen weren't easy, so it wasn't like we could put it together right away necessarily. But it was like, okay, with rehearsals and communication, we can do this, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I feel like... The more we play together, the better it gets too. Like I feel this concert, I feel even more comfortable playing with Melody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a really important thing.
It is, and it's important for the pianist to feel comfortable too
with
the soloist.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy working with Jennifer. She's very agreeable.
On a piece, any of the pieces that you work on, you do your read through. Mm-hmm. What's the next step?
Well, we do a read-through if it's possible. Like with the Foss, there's some interesting rhythms and multi, you know, very a lot of meter changes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't really read through that one straight down. We had to take it in chunks.
Sure.
So that's been kind of our project piece for this recital is to really get that one going because there's a really intense piano part for it. So to put it together has taken a lot of rehearsal, and that's just us going section by section, counting really slowly, eighth note mm-hmm, by eighth note. Mm-hmm. How is this going to fit together? And we want to make sure that it fits together before we try to do it faster.
So that piece specifically is really kind of a jigsaw puzzle thing there.
Yes.
To make sure that the everything aligns and that mm-hmm. hence
it has
breaking
to fit.
It down. And
yeah, especially when like I'm doing, you know, 5/8 and 3/8 and 8/8, and then she has also different meters, but they're different than mine at the same time. So it's all about that eighth note consistency.
Yeah, that's a different level of challenge.
It's the eighth note consistency while feeling the half note as the beat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Subdivisions, yes. Mm-hmm. You got to divide your brain into however many slices you need mm-hmm. to.
And so we're just like intensely going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, mm-hmm. 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's, it's wonderful because it, by the time you finish, there must be such a sense of, we have genuinely summited this piece and planted mm-hmm. the flag on the top.
I feel like we're finally getting to that point where we're like, okay,
we're
feeling comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We can get through it.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about the conversation back and forth. Is it, in some cases, are you to that level with the Foss piece yet? Is there conversation or?
Yeah, there's definitely moments of conversation. Especially in the parts where we're not thinking so hard. It's easier to be like, oh, what are we doing together musically? And, you know, the slower movements or the more straightforward sections, it's like, oh, we can have fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other really neat things about the Foss is that Jennifer has to sing while she plays.
Yes, I get to
one
do that
in
one
pieces.
Of the movements. Yeah, it's fun. And that's one of those also, like, I'm singing with a different beat accent that I'm playing my notes with at the same time. So I have to figure out how to make sure that my singing is accented differently than my playing, which is very hard to coordinate.
Oh my, yeah, yeah. Because we, I don't know, as organisms, we tend to like to move as a unit.
Yes.
and this is definitely not that. In addition to your playings, the different performances that you do, you are both music educators.
Yes.
As well. And Melody, we know that you're at the conservatory at Sandpoint.
Yes.
And you just this weekend had a special visitor who was with us the end of last week, Vitotis Matona, who gave a masterclass.
Yes, and the students really had quite a workout.
Mm-hmm.
And a concert yesterday, last night, which was pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's very, very high voltage, high energy.
High voltage is very apt, yes.
And I can imagine that I saw some photos from that masterclass, and there's still photos, but you can almost see him in motion. He's not
yes.
a body that tends to remain at rest, does not define him.
No.
It seems constantly in motion. But you do teach at the conservatory at Sandpoint, which is a real going and growing concern.
It is.
Really
and
wonderful.
And Jennifer
to have.
Is there also.
Okay, now Jennifer, you you teach in Spokane and in Sandpoint.
Yeah, I do
both.
One day a week. I go and teach two or three students up in Sandpoint
okay.
that I've been doing for about over a year now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I go up there and teach. But my main studio is here in Spokane.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And do you find that you are having, either of you, do you have some students of real promise?
Yeah,
right
definitely.
Now?
I mean, I've got a couple who are just like go-getters and improving at rapid rates,
mm-hmm.
which is really exciting to see.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I've got a couple of those.
Very good.
Nice.
Melody?
Yes, I have one in particular who's only been studying for 3 years, and he played the Pathetique Sonata first movement for Vitotis, and he
that's not
it off.
Fair. That's just not fair. That's great.
He works hard, and he's very responsive.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, well, again, your recital is going to be this weekend. It is at the Spokane Valley Steinway Gallery, and it is on Saturday afternoon at
4 p.m.
At 4 o'clock, and it's going to be a wonderful program, I'm sure. Looking forward to that. I'm going to send you back to the studio, and we'll wrap things up. You're going to do which piece?
We're going to do the 4A, the Morceau de Concours, that study piece.
All right, very good. Jennifer Slaughter and Melody Puller here in our KPBX studios, and that is in preparation for their recital coming up at the Steinway Piano Gallery this weekend, this Saturday afternoon at 4. These pieces of the kind that they're going to play right now, this one by Gabriel Fauré, these were written as either study pieces or exam pieces for the Paris Conservatory. And so they have lots of technical challenges that are a part of them. Let's listen. Lovely piece by Gabriel Fauré, played by Jennifer Slaughter and Melody Puller. Again, their recital this coming weekend, Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, Steinway Piano Gallery in Spokane Valley.